been asking many questions. I've searched for answers all these years. I'm in need of some direction to find out how I got here. I'm on a quest to find the answers, and I won't stop till I do. With my heart and mind, I will search and find till I find out what is true. I'll explore this world forever, and with every step I'll strive to better understand who I truly am and the reason I'm alive.
Will you be my guest on this quest? Well, hello and welcome back, friends, to our Questor community. Another day, another quest, another magnificent opportunity to trek these trails and travel together in the lovely light of the sun and to prepare for another journey and for exciting new adventures to come. Now, to be sure, there's lots more that's in store to explore, but before I tell you what's coming next, I thought it would be wise to rewind and remind us of some things with a minute of rest to reflect. You can see that each tree has its branches and leaves. These are the visible things it can show. But there's a whole lot more to every tree than what's seen. There are invisible parts down below. Every tall, healthy tree bearing good and sweet fruits only does so because of its healthy, deep roots. It slurps water down yonder so the whole tree can grow. And as you know, all trees grow at what speed? Super duper slow. But how does a tree relate to me or to lives like yours and mine? I think trees growing slow were God's way to help show us that every good thing just takes time. Can an acorn grow into a mighty oak in just a few days or weeks? Or do pine cones become pines without plenty of time before they reach the high mountain peaks? That's why, in addition to all of our adventures and exhilarating new quests, if we questers want fruits, we must prioritize our roots and make sure they reach down to the depths. Quavering quasars and quarreling quadruplets. Have I been talking in a rhyme this whole entire time? Oh, my mind needs to unwind when my thoughts get all entwined, and there's only one device I've designed that I find is sublime for these times when my mind is confined and my rhymes get all combined. It's the triple boppy water drop, nose bop, cork pop, rhyme stop. There they go. As I was saying, we questers live in a busy, bustling, hectic, hurried, fast, frantic, crazy, and chaotic world. And there's just very little time to go slow or even just abide in one place and sink our roots deeply. But as you'll remember from our last quest, as we came out of the Cave of Confusion onto Identity Island, we dug up the truthful treasure, we sailed across the Ocean of Origins with the Captain of the Keys, and we solved his riddle. Do you remember what his riddle was? Let's rewind and replay that riddle.
Here's me riddle. Truth and love. Love and truth. The two are both important for sure. But if you had to pick only one, which one would matter more?
Between truth and love? And I can only choose one?
That's my riddle.
Well, if choosing which word matters most is the captain's command between truth and love, the answer's got to be and. We should never ever separate what God has joined. Truth and love are like two sides of the same exact coin. Because truth without love is just mean when expressed, but love without truth, well, that's just meaningless. That's why trying to choose between love and truth and figure out which one matters most, well, the good news is we don't have to, because the answer is simply both. It's the Bible. That's the greatest love story ever told. And it's full of God's truth, which is why it's the best-selling book ever sold. A book for the young and a book for the old, with wisdom that makes it worth more than its weight in gold. Let's go, questers. Simply put, our mighty, magnificent maker has breathed out his own brilliance and beauty into this book. he inspired and guided those who wrote it by his own spirit. And it's all one tremendous, ginormous, stupendous, enormous story about what God has done through his one and only son, Jesus. And if we want to grow upward and bear sweet, abundant fruit with our lives, well then, just like Jesus, we need to have deep roots. And in order to grow our roots, we need a daily routine. Yeah, that's what we need, a Questa routine of opening the scriptures. Roots, routine of opening the scriptures. One day at a time, chapter by chapter, we Questers will explore the whole story of the Bible together. What do you say? Oh man, I feel so inspired. I think I hear a song coming on.
This is the word of God I'm holding in my hands. It tells me who the true God is, his promises and plans. It tells me why God made me and shows how I should live. It tells how Jesus saves me and shows how he forgives. It promises God's Spirit will come and live in love, joy, and peace grow just as fruit grows from a tree. I trust your word, O Father, and these two things I pray. Teach me to love like Jesus more and to live for him each day.
No way! It's another explorador. Do you want to come on another adventure with me? Or am I taking this journey alone? I know how to make decisions like this. We'll flip a coin. Heads, you come through the explorador with me. Tails, we go through the explorador together. Tails, we're going through together, Questers. Hopefully it's not another cave of confusion. We're on a quest to find the answers. Whoa! Whoa, what is this place? This is no dark, cold cave of confusion. This place is rather cozy and comfortable. I could sure get used to this.